I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. In the news, first up, the penalties from Texas. Ty Gibbs got the worst of it after he retaliated with his bumper on pit row with officials and crews in close proximity. The 23 team lost 25 owner points, and Ty Gibbs was fined $75,000. William Byron was also fined for retaliation against Denny Hamlin under caution. Byron was fined $50,000, and the team lost 25 owner and driver points. While Kurt Busch continues to recover, it was announced last night that Alex Bowman showed signs of a concussion after backing into the wall at Texas last weekend. His doctors have recommended that he doesn't race at Talladega, so Noah Gragson will be in the 48 on Sunday, and Justin Allgaier will drive the 62 that was planned for Gragson. Reports are that longtime friends Jimmy Johnson and Trackhouse Racing owner Justin Marks are talking about Jimmy pulling the double on Memorial Day weekend, running the Indy 500 and the Coke 600. It hasn't been done since 2014. Mark stated that they would use the 91 project car for the Charlotte race, and McLaren has already stated a fourth car would be available to Johnson for the Indy race. And finally, Dale Jr.'s Dirty Mo Media Company has signed a deal with Cadence 13 to expand his current offerings, including the Dale Jr. Download, and add some new features, sort of like Lost Speedways, to his YouTube channel. Get all the details on that at DirtyMoMedia.com. All three series are back for the wild card of the playoffs, racing the high banks of Talladega Super Speedway. They've raced here since 1969, and this 2.66-mile track with 33 degrees of banking is the biggest on the schedule. The Camping World Trucks fire up the racing on Saturday. It's race number 2 in the round of 8 for the trucks. Ty Majeski is the only one locked into the final four. Tate Fogelman is the defending champ of the race, and the Chevy Silverado 250 coverage begins at noon Saturday on FS1. The Xfinity teams roll into Talladega for race number 2 in the round of 12. Noah Gragson is the only driver locked in. That's because he's won the last 4 in a row. He's also the spring winner, so could go for 5 in a row. That'd be amazing. Joe Nemechek will run this one. He holds every record in the Xfinity Series except for the most wins. You can catch the Sparks 300 coverage at 2:30 Saturday on USA Network. The Cup teams race number 2 in the round of 12 on Sunday. I'm not sure if the racing here or the tire troubles at Texas will be the bigger wild card in this round of the playoffs. As for the Cup Series records, Brad Keselowski has the most wins with 6 to his credit. He's tied with Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin for the most top 5s. They have 9 each. Logano has 3 wins, Hamlin and Blaney have 2 each, and the defending champ of the race, Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott, Ricky Stenhouse, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick are prior winners. Harvick has also posted the most top 10s with 19, and Ryan Blaney leads the driver ratings in the last 5 here, followed by Logano, Keselowski, Elliott, and William Byron. No practice or qualifying on the TV this weekend. The Yellowwood 500 coverage begins on Sunday, 1 p.m. on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fast Lane for September 30th, brought to you by Mekoff Tire, with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.